time for Sports Lit 101, and we turn to our friend Bruce Pratt, who joins us as always, looking back at some of our favorite books of the year, Bruce.
Yeah, I am. That bump music is great. It's one of my wife's favorite pop tunes of all time. She knows all the words to that.
That's a great song.
I don't know them all, but she knows them all. Yeah, I wanted to mention to people that the premise always of Sports Lit has been we were looking for books that people would like, and that's what we would talk about. And that's why we've never been ripping books or panned books. Occasionally I'll get a book that someone will send me and it'll be so academic I'll think, nah, it's not going to appeal to everybody. So we have this great relationship with a number of presses, with Rutgers, with Illinois, with Nebraska, with North Texas, with Syracuse, all kinds of presses that specialize in sports books. And sometimes we get books from outside those presses, obviously, like when we talked about Canyon Dreams, and with one of the books we're going to talk about today come from other kinds of places. But these university presses have been great in sending us books. We get a lot of them every year, and we talk about a lot of them. So I thought what I would do is take the five I thought that came out in 2020 in no particular order were five of the very best books and books that people wouldn't otherwise know about. You're not going to see these on the shelves at Borders, or not at Borders, that doesn't exist anymore, but a giant bookstore. But all of them are available through our friend Jabron Graham at the Briar Patch. And so I want three of them are baseball books, one's running, and one is on a completely different subject. We couldn't start this list without talking about the Wax Pack. I can't think of a book that all of us loved as much as this one. I mean, I remember Alan going crazy about it, talking about how much he loved it and he'd reviewed it and all that. And we're like, yeah, we've already talked about it, Al, earlier today, right? It's such a good book. It's by Brad Baloukian, and he is a college professor and a journalist who opened a pack of vintage baseball cards that he bought on eBay, and he went through a number of different packs and then went out and tried to track down and meet the players. It's wonderfully well written book, as we all know, and it has a subtitle, On the Open Road in Search of Baseball's Afterlife. It's one of the best ideas for a book I think anybody has ever had. It was a Los Angeles Times bestseller, and university press books don't usually get to that. So the Wax Pack was really good because they're the great stories of the friendships he made. They're the stories of people like Carlton Fisk, who you think, I don't really want to hang out with that guy. And all in all, a very good book. The second baseball book, and this was one I really love, by Will Gagan from Rhode Island, is Summer Baseball Nation, 9 Days in the Wood Bat Leagues. This book made me remember why I loved baseball as a kid, because baseball was the game you could enjoy playing. If there were just two of you, could enjoy pitching and hitting. It was the game you could watch on television. It was a game you could listen to, particularly on the radio. Baseball was a game for all the time, you know, and that's not true of most sports. I mean, you know, you can throw the football around with somebody or you can play tennis, but you don't generally do those things at night sitting on the porch listening to another game. And this is about all the wooden bat leagues. I think there are going to be more of them next year. The wooden bat leagues are primarily stocked with players from colleges who have some ambition to make it to the pros, you know, the Cape Cod League being one of them. What was really neat is that that through this book, we connected author Will Gagan, who wrote it, with Scott Palmieri, a wonderful short story writer who lives in Rhode Island, belongs to SLA. And I've heard some rumors that they might be having a joint project in the future. But again, that's Will Gagan, Summer Baseball Nation, and the first two in that series are both from the University of Nebraska Press. Then we had a really interesting book sent to us by our friend Miles Schrag, who has started a company called Solstice, Soulstice Printing, Publishing. And this is a book about Joe Vigil, one of the most legendary track coaches in the world, and someone who has coached more of America's great runners, especially distance runners, than just about anyone. And he was a name that I always knew because, as a lot of people know, I was a track coach for a long time, and I've always been interested in track and field. But this is really more how to be a great human being and an incredibly successful coach. It's the kind of thing I would want anybody who's coaching for me to know this book. It's called Chasing Excellence, The Remarkable Life and Inspiring Vigilosophy of Coach Joe I. Vigil. It's by Pat Melgaris, and the foreword is by the great Billy Mills, whose triumph at 10,000 meters is one of the greatest moments ever in the history of U.S. Olympic track. Next one, Buzzy and the Bull.
Mm.
And this was really fun. And Ken Lezebnik, who wrote it, he may be coming back with us soon. I have to talk to you about this at some point. But this is, again, one of those stories of a remarkable friendship that on the surface seems totally implausible. If there were any two people different, then these two guys, it'd be hard to pick two guys that are different. Though Al Ferrara was the son of Italian immigrants, as were Buzzy Bavese. Buzzy grew up very well to do, and Al grew up hard scrabble. Al was a partying madman. Buzzy was very temperate in his ways, but they became great friends, and they were architects of a World Series championship. And Ken Lezebnik had great access to the players in this. He knows the Bull. He had a good relationship with Bavese's children, and so it's about the 1965 Dodgers championship series. And Bob Bavese, who has also been a GM, like his dad, wrote the foreword to it. Very readable book, really enjoyable. I think it's the kind of thing you don't even have to be a baseball fan to really like. And that one is the third of our books that come from Nebraska this year. One that I told you, Rich, if I had to pick one, if I had to say this has to be the best book of the year we've had, it would be Wheels of Courage by David Davis, How Paralyzed Veterans from World War II Invented Wheelchair Sports, Fought for Disability Rights, and Inspired a Nation. Because not only did they do all that, but we wouldn't have Special Olympics. We probably would not have the Americans with Disabilities Act. We would not have the kind of intelligent, thoughtful, decent kind of laws we now have to help people who are physically handicapped. And I know that if we think of how Spivak used to say, I'm not handicapped, I'm crippled. Well, these people would say handicapped. They don't want to be thought of as being crippled. They've had crippling things happen to them, but they're able to do much more. And all the advances, all is probably too strong. Most of the major advances in wheelchairs and the like were made because of wheelchair games. They people looked around and said, well, if we could do this, we could make that easier. And it made it easier for people in general. David Davis is a great writer. He's been on the show three times. And Wheels of Courage is a great book. And I think it is one of those things, you know, it's very easy. We have a lot of sunshine patriots in this world. They put a flag pin on their lapel and a bumper sticker on their car. You know, what we really ought to be doing is working harder for our veterans who have been hurt in harm's way in service to the country. And this book, I think, will inspire people to do that. So those are the five from 2020. And I'm going to quickly talk about two books that we got updates on this year that were newer editions. The first is Hearts of Lions, which we unfortunately talked about right as the pandemic was really kicking in, and I didn't have a chance to reach out to the author. I hope to do that, Peter Joffrey Nye. Hearts of Lions is about the history of American bicycle racing, but that's only on the surface. Some of the most remarkable athletes, like Charlie Longshaw and others, you'll meet in this book, and it's easy to read. It's a long book. It's a big book, but it's really, really a good book. And I think it will teach us a lot about how international sports have changed dramatically in the last 100 years. That 100 years ago, a sports competition, yes, there was national pride at stake, but there was less of a chance to make a lot of money at it. So a lot of these athletes were just people who competed solely to be the best in the world and under incredible conditions. So Hearts of Lions by Peter Joffrey, which is Joffrey Nye. And last but not least, from our good friend Richard C. Crapo, known to us as Dick Crapo, the centennial edition of the National Football League, A History of America's New National Pastime, which, because of many things that have transpired in the NFL since the last book, the additional sections are really, really good. I don't know any writer, and I've read a lot of stuff on the history of the NFL, who's any better at looking at it with a cold eye of the researcher, the person who's a fan but isn't swayed by that, who can really look at it objectively. I think Steve Geacher does that. I think Upton Bell obviously has a great inside look at the history of pro football. But Dick has done this with both the academic and the fan's eye. And I think I the first time I read it, I thought it was great. Like it again. So those are the seven books. And anybody can email me through the University of Maine English Department website if they want more information.
That's excellent. And also again this year, we usually do it that last week of the month of December, the last week of 2020, we'll put up on Twitter, we'll announce what we call our Downtown Book Award winners. There's no given number, but usually it's about a dozen of the very best books that we talked about on the show and had the authors on to discuss this year. And your books from Sports Lit 101 will be there, and some others as well. I would expect along the way, we'll probably talk about Jeff Perlman's wonderful book on the Lakers, Three Ring Circus. Mm-hmm. Charles Learson's great book on Butch Cassidy, which was an absolute blast. Was Joe Posnanski's book this year, Kerry? His book on Houdini?
I think it was released late in 2019, wasn't it?
I'm trying to remember now, but if so, that'd be on the list. I would say likely on the list, Michael Ian Black's wonderful book, A Better Man. Anyway, all those will be coming out. Those Downtown Book Award winners will be announced at the end of the year.
Yeah, it was late 2019.
It was, okay.
Yeah, late 2019, I just picked up my copy of it here.
Because we don't mess around here when it comes to books. I dare say, outside of, maybe National Public Radio, I don't think there's any other radio show out there that talks about more books and talks with more authors than we do.
Yeah, I would doubt even NPR, because if you count that Alan often talks about one or two books every week, I talk about a book every week, and you talk between two and five books. So, yeah, I doubt that NPR even can keep pace.
We like books. We like to read, and we like readers, and we love writers here on the program. So excited to not just bring you Sports Lit 101 every week, but to highlight some of the best books that we read this year. Bruce, thank you as always. You're going to hang around for a bit.
Sure, I'm here.